grow through prayer? Last week, Bridget talked about the Eucharist and how this celebrates Jesus' Last Supper. You might not think that there is any connection between food and prayer, but I think there is. Prayer can be the food of our spiritual life. When we are very young, our prayers are very simple. Just as a baby has very small amounts of food or milk, our prayers are usually very simple and often said for us. We are starting to learn how to pray. We might ask God to look after us, mummy and daddy, and any brothers or sisters. And as we become slightly older, we begin to develop our tastes and experience different types of food. We also learn to feed ourselves and become more independent. We can learn to pray for different things. We can tell God how we are feeling if we are frightened or excited. We can talk to God about the things that we like. We might want to thank him for something special like a new pet or a toy. We've talked this morning already about who do we talk to when we've got something to say. So I'm going to ask some of the younger members of the congregation here today, what sort of things would you like to pray for? Anybody got any ideas? Ooh, you've all gone very quiet. Young man here.
To stop war.
To stop war, that's a very good one. Any other ideas? No? All very quiet. Well, you might want to thank God for something special that's happened in your life. Perhaps you've done something very exciting. Perhaps you've been away on Cub or Scout camp or Brownie or Guide activities. Or you might go on holiday. Or you might be worried about something. Perhaps something unpleasant has happened at school or something you're worried about. And as we get older, we think to ask God more about these things than when we were very young. As we get even older, our tastes become more sophisticated, and we like to try different food and drinks. Our prayer life can be the same, and we can talk to God in a variety of ways. We might become interested in other forms of worship, singing like our wonderful choir, dancing, or sometimes we might just like to keep things simple. So, if we think of prayer as food for our spiritual life, how can we be sure that we are feeding ourselves properly? Is there an equivalent of 5 a day in our prayers? Are there a certain amount of prayer calories that we should have to be healthy? Like food, prayers can meet our spiritual needs in a variety of ways. The important thing to remember is that prayer is really talking to God. Sometimes we like to have a formal meal, something special where we are served by somebody else, either in a restaurant or at a special event. I sometimes think that our formal prayers of intercessions in church can be like this, where somebody else is praying on our behalf and we can join in thanking God at the end. Family meals are lovely and reassuring. Perhaps we could think of the Lord's Prayer like this, familiar, comforting, and for everybody. A prayer that we often say, and in an effortless way, perhaps. How about those quick meals? Maybe a sandwich or a bowl of soup. Perhaps these are like the prayers that we might say when we are busy, usually when we need a quick fix. How many of us have said things like, "Please, God, let the train be on time so that I'm not late for my interview. Dear God, let my exam go well." Or my favourite type of prayer, a cup of tea and a slice of cake with a special friend. Informal and leisurely. Plenty of time to talk at anything you want to share. A time when it is just me and God, telling him my worries, my thoughts, my joys. Having time to listen to what God is saying to me. When we pray, we often ask God to do a lot. We ask for specific answers and guidance, to care for different people who are in need, or to fulfill our own desires. But it is important to thank God for all the blessings that we have, the world around us, friends and family, the good things in life. Praise God and thank him. Are we using the right ingredients when we pray? When I was first asked to do the intercessions here, I was very apprehensive because I thought I wouldn't use the right words. Sometimes people are worried that if they are asked to pray aloud, that they may not say the right thing. God will always give you the right words to say. Remember, if they're from your heart, they are the right words to say. Does God hear our prayers? Yes, but God isn't like Google. We don't always get instant answers. Sometimes we have to wait. Sometimes the answers might not be what we want to hear. Be patient, listen to God, and he will give you an answer. Prayer, like food, is important in our lives. If we want to grow in our spiritual life and keep healthy and active, we need to talk to God in many, many ways. Our prayers are our conversations with God. It is always good to talk to him. He will always listen.